Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
So we now know Trump's gloves are off, and April 2nd will denote the start of a global trade and tariff war. A minimum tariff of 10% on all goods entering the United States, and an across-the-board tariff of 20% on all goods from the European Union, and almost 50% now on tariffs being applied to Chinese exports to the United States. But Ireland might actually be breathing a sigh of relief, because there was no mention of a tariff on pharmaceutical goods, which are so vital for the Irish economy, yet. Yet being the key word. Michael Lowen is the chief executive of the IDA, which has been the most effective agency in Europe for luring foreign and especially American investment into this country. And Ambrose Conroy is the chief executive of the global manufacturing consultancy Seraph, which has businesses in both Ireland, but mostly in the US. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Joe.
Michael, can I start with you? What will Ireland-based American companies be thinking this morning?
So I think, Joe, you've actually captured it quite well there. I think we've seen some details, obviously, last night from President Trump. But I do believe probably there's more clarity and there's remaining dynamics within the tariffs and what actually is applied. And you mentioned the particular carve-outs of pharmaceuticals and indeed semiconductors, which were mentioned as well last night. So I think... It certainly is detail from an Ireland perspective, and I think from a global perspective, it is very much clear that, you know, tariffs, you know, no one welcomes this, but now we have to work and find means to progress forward, and I think that's going to be the focus over the coming days and weeks ahead.
Yeah, and will you be getting on the phone to your client companies trying to reassure them over the next days and weeks?
Yes. So I think, Joe, what we do on a constant basis is we have a very strong connection with our client companies. We're constantly engaged with them. And, you know, on a number of issues, including maybe on last night's events in terms of tariffs. So that will continue. So I think from an IDA perspective, we will continue to work with our client companies. Obviously, we'll ensure to engage as well through the government system and the trade forum, which on Taoiseach is holding on Friday morning. I will attend that as well. So we continue to ensure that that as much clarity as possible is brought to our client companies, and indeed to help in that decision making process, because we know over the last number of months the level of uncertainty has been very high and heightened, and that leads to a lack of decision making because companies don't know what they're actually planning for. And I think at this juncture we now have some details, as I mentioned, but I think it's going to remain dynamic over the period ahead.
Okay, let's bring in Ambrose Conroy from Seraph. Ambrose, you advise giant manufacturers and exporters all over the world, some of which we can name, some of which we can't. Did the tariff announcement go further than you had anticipated?
I don't think it went quite as far as what we were expecting. We were thinking we were going to be closer to 25% global tariff. But I think, as Michael said, there's some things that were left out. Right now, semiconductors are excluded, and pharmaceuticals being excluded are interesting. But there's still room for consideration there. Taiwan has tariffs on other products, and those may get put in. Copper was excluded. Bullion seems to be excluded. We've been really studying this, and I've had lots of conversations over the course of your evening and night. People are very... concerned that the tariffs have come in. They were expecting them, but there was a hope that they wouldn't come in. But now that they're in, there's almost a sense of relief. Those that have been doing planning and have strategies are starting to respond to the tariffs. And the best thing companies can do is to really start to think through what these tariffs are going to mean to them, so that they can have a playbook put together so they can respond. And then those that don't have that playbook put together, they're starting to react. They're trying to scramble to figure out what they can do right now. They're putting together the playbook. They're figuring out their response. So there's a lot of discussion and a lot of uncertainty that's come to settle. So we now know that we have that 20% tariff across for the EU, 10% for the rest of the world, and China and other places have much higher tariffs.
Yeah.
The biggest shock to us was Vietnam, which I know won't affect many in Ireland, but that was where a lot of Chinese manufacturers were going. And I think the Trump administration has been chasing Chinese companies with these tariffs.
Yes, indeed. Tariffs, very high tariffs, apply to very poor Asian countries, including, as you say, Vietnam, but also Cambodia and Bangladesh and even India, which certainly reached out to Trump. Do you think the manufacturers that you advise will start looking seriously at their supply chains with, you know, immediately?
They already are. We've just completed moves for two different companies. We took a process that normally takes 18 months, and in 3 months we've moved manufacturing from a region that now has a tariff to the United States. So we're seeing the opportunity to do what we're calling crash moves and get things going. There's a lot of resourcing going on. There's a lot of looking at components, figuring out if you can find it in different areas. There's a lot of modeling to understand what the value is for moving things to different areas, trying to figure out and find the lowest total cost, taking tariffs and tariff sensitivity into play. Because we don't know what the final tariff number will be. These are initial tariffs. We know tariffs are, or President Trump has said, tariffs are permanent. But we don't know where that number will end. Will 10% be the global number? Will it go up? Will it go down? Will the EU stay at 20? We don't know. We're just going to have to assume that tariffs will be here at a reasonable level for a period of time. And then we're thinking, and we're advising clients, that it's very likely going to last beyond the Trump administration. When Trump put tariffs in the last time, Biden increased them, and now President Trump is increasing them again. So it's a high likelihood that we'll have tariffs for the foreseeable future, regardless of what party's in power.
All right. Stay with us, please. Ambrose Conroy from Seraph and Michael Lowen, the Chief Executive of the IDEA. We'll take a very short break.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
We're still speaking to Michael Lowen, the boss of the IDEA, and Ambrose Conroy, the boss of Seraph. Michael Lowen from the IDEA. The UK gets a lower tariff, half of what the EU and Ireland will have to pay. That should give Northern Irish companies a serious advantage versus their cousins south of the border.
Yeah, you're correct. The UK has been set at a 10% rate, whereas Europe has been allocated a 20% rate, and I think it's the makeup of that allocation, Joe, that's somewhat interesting as to, because if you look at the trade flows between Europe and the US, the current average tariff is actually just at about 1 or 1.5%. So it's very difficult maybe to calculate how Europe has been set at this 20% rate, because many other factors beyond that, including VAT, as we know, has been included, plus currency fluctuation has been factored into this as well. So it's an unusual element in terms of how the rate was struck. But having said all of that, I think what we need to do from a European perspective, and indeed an Ireland perspective, is reflect now on the tariff that's there, on the applicability across the many sectors across Europe and indeed across Ireland, and take time to reflect and, you know, before we respond, because I believe that while the tariffs are there, there also was some indication in President Trump, almost our address yesterday evening, that, you know, negotiations, he expects negotiations. I think he hinted to that yesterday. So I believe there's an opportunity here for diplomacy and maybe for continued engagement in the context of what these tariffs can mean. And I think as Ambrose said, there is detail, but there still remains a lot of dynamics. And I think understanding those dynamics over the coming weeks is going to be critically important for all of us.
The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has been speaking. She was speaking at 4 a.m. This morning, and she said the EU is preparing retaliatory measures. What sort of retaliation would be acceptable for Ireland and the IDEA?
So I think what we have to make sure, and from a European perspective and an Ireland perspective, is what we've seen is blanket tariffs here, as we know from the US. So 10% is the base rate, and then it gears up on reciprocal country by country. I think we need, if we are going to respond, I think we need to be very selective in that response. And I think in the first instance, I would be advocating for dialogue. And I think the Irish government are very clear in that as well. I think dialogue should be our first interest. interest in this, because ultimately, Joe, and we all understand this, the tariffs are counterproductive. They're going to be counterproductive for the US economy. They're going to be counterproductive for the European economy and the global economy. So I think we need to think on the basis of trying to get the best outcome we can, and try to do that without bringing more, I suppose, pain to actually the end users and to consumers. And that has to be at the core of our discussions.
Now, I bring back in Ambrose Conroy from Seraph. Ambrose, the USA accounts for 34% of the world's household consumption, the largest consumer globally. The most severe tariffs appear to have been applied to those countries that make the most consumables: China, Vietnam, Bangladesh, etc., and even the EU. That's going to make stuff in American shops a lot more expensive.
I don't know if stuff will be a lot more expensive. We'll see price increases. But when I can walk into a Walmart and I can buy a 42-inch, and I know the size doesn't translate, but 42-inch TV for $200.
A big TV.
Something's wrong. It's a big TV for $200. It's cheap, and there's a lot of disposable society mentality that we've developed in the United States.
Which they won't want to shed. And Ambrose, they won't want to shed that consumption pattern, will they?
Well, we're going to have to work to break it. We have to start to look at doing things a little bit differently. We have to make things a little bit more reliable. We have to buy something and not have it be disposable. A lot of younger consumers in the United States will be impacted by the likes of Shein and Temu losing their de minimis exemption, which was this thing that under $800 packages could get shipped in the U.S. without any tariffs whatsoever. That's going away. There's tariffs on other places. The U.S. is really trying to re-industrialize. I think Ireland and the European Union got caught in the crosshairs. Ireland has it's fairly high on the list of bad boys, as Trump has called it, the offenders list, in the top 10 with trade. I think it's actually in the top 5. And the pharmaceutical industry, tech industry are there. But the other way, we've got a lot of services that flow over to Ireland. You buy a lot of services. There are a lot of things that go back and forth. And then some of the license fees and other bits from the pharma companies flow back. So there's a very intricate network of business that's going on here, and finding a way for, as Michael said, finding a way to have a good dialogue, I think is really important.
And do you expect
sure that in that dialogue is brought up?
And isn't it likely that the European Commission will look very hard at those services coming from the US into Europe, including the tech giants, whether it's Meta, Google, or X, and maybe slap them with huge fines or restrictions even?
I think it is, but I think the response from the Trump administration will be quite severe. I know he's talked about a 200% tariff on alcohol coming from Europe. He's talked about higher tariffs on other things. I think he is not of a mindset that his tech bro friends should be penalized for what he's doing here. Because if you looked at the people that were at his administration, his inauguration for this administration, you saw a lot of the people from the tech industry standing around him and supporting him. So I don't think he'd look too kindly on that.
Indeed. And that will leave, of course, to tit for tat. Back to Michael Lowen from the IDA. Do you think there are some big American companies over here that might decide to wait out the Trump administration in the hope that a new president will, you know, overturn these tariffs or at least reduce them?
So I think Joe, as Ambrose has outlined, and we know quite well here in Ireland, like, we have a very strong base of FDI in Ireland, and particularly of US FDI in Ireland. And at the very core of foreign direct investment, international companies, they need international markets. No company, and I've been speaking to many companies this week, actually, companies looking at Ireland to invest in Ireland for the first time, and companies that have been here for a long number of years, they actually don't want to have restricted markets. They want to have global markets and expanding markets. And tariffs in some ways actually are counterproductive to that market access. So Ireland, and indeed, you know, global investment is so critically important to them for the point of view of market access, in terms of diverse talent pool, in the purpose of getting locations in which they can prosper and grow and support their business and profitability, and which leads to further innovation. And of course, in Ireland, they have all of that. So I don't believe that, you know, companies are going to look to those strengths. Companies are going to continue to look to Ireland, and indeed, as a gateway across Europe and indeed the world. And I think it's worth reflecting as well, Joe, is that 85% of all of the revenue that comes from foreign direct investment of goods and services today actually goes outside of North America. So we're a real gateway for global markets, for US FDI. And I can see that continuing, albeit there are different dynamics now that we have to take into play.
Okay, final word to Ambrose Conroy. Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, said that the tariffs will cost the US $30 trillion or $300,000 per family of four. Is a recession avoidable?
I think it is, but a recession can only be avoided if Trump can do some things to ramp up the economy. So we're going to see if jobs continue to be created, if wages go up, if people feel like they're better off. We're seeing grocery prices go down. We're seeing gasoline prices and energy prices go down. And that's helpful. And I think that's working to counterbalance some of this. But quite frankly, we don't really know. Tariffs are new. None of us has lived through a regime of tariffs like we're seeing now. And there's a lot that we're going to have to figure out as things progress.
Okay. Ambrose, thank you very much for joining us. It's Ambrose Conroy, the Chief Executive of the manufacturing consultancy Seraph, and Michael Lowen, the Chief Executive of the IDA. Thank you to you.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.